You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
Every day we all make choices. Sometimes those choices can mean the difference between living or dying. Today you may be called upon to make a choice. A choice between life or death. 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ was here on earth. He did many wonderful things. He healed the sick and raised the dead to life.
On one occasion at a wedding feast, he turned water into the choicest wine. He healed the sick, gave sight to the blind, and even raised a dead person to life. He did many wonderful things. So who is the Jesus many millions talk about and worship?
Well, first of all, the Bible says Jesus is the Son of God who came to earth to bring salvation from sin to all mankind. Jesus himself stated unequivocally, "I am come that you might have life and that you might have it in abundance."
On film or television, we see programs about Jesus Christ, and we're given the impression that he was some sort of weird holy man or even a deluded religious fanatic. And someone who's not to be taken too seriously. But really, who is this Jesus we celebrate at Christmas and Easter? Is he who he claimed to be, the Holy Son of God?
As we celebrate Easter and Christmas, it's really God's Son, Jesus Christ, we are celebrating. We celebrate his birth and we celebrate his death on the cross for our salvation. Jesus said, "I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly." Yes, Jesus is the giver of eternal life.
The Bible says that when Jesus was here, his resolve was to go to the cross to die for mankind's sins. From God's perspective, the only way our sins can be forgiven is by faith in the death and resurrection of the Son of God. Jesus said, "I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it in its abundance."
We humans have a problem. It's called sin. And because of sin, we've all gone our own way and done our own thing. The Bible puts it this way, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory or perfection of God. But God, in his love for us, sent his only Son to bleed and die on the cross as punishment for our sins." That's how much God loves us.
Some years ago, we were in Israel and we noticed that shepherds give names to their sheep. The shepherd knows each sheep by name, and it's the same with God. He longs for a personal relationship with us, and when we come to Jesus Christ in faith, he accepts us and makes us children of God. The Bible says he or she who has the Son of God has everlasting life.
In the Old Testament of the Bible, Joshua, the successor of Moses, as leader of the tribes of Israel when they came out of Egypt, offered an ultimatum to his people. He said this, "Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose you this day whom you will serve. Is it the heathen gods of the Amorites here in this land? But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
God put us on this earth to love and to serve him, and because of that great love, he sent his Son Jesus Christ to bleed and die for us on the cross. That's just how expensive Jesus' sacrifice for us is. Listen to this. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him should not perish, but have eternal life." That lifestyle is available for us in the here and now if we invite Christ to come into our life today.
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.